It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 545.
It's Fat Fridays and it's Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. You animals. Not that I know what that means.
You've got something under your top.
I mean, I was just looking in the camera. It kind of looks, you don't really tell when you're wearing black, can you?
No, no, no. You can
definitely tell. This is why I know why you love black.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it conceals you.
Definitely.
You should. Anyway, I've got a few things. It's Friday. These two things you can expect to see on Christmas Day if you celebrate Christmas.
Perfect, because I actually 97 called you to get something.
Yes.
And I heard you say, I've thought of something, and then I actually was yelling out saying, can it be Christmas related?
Oh, great. Well, this thing, favourites.
If you don't know if you've been told.
When you're told not to bring a thing.
Yeah. That was a great marketing ad. Mm. So this is like Cadbury, Australian brand, just flogging it.
Yeah.
And how many times have you said that to somebody when you didn't bring it? Yeah.
But what do you actually think if someone brings favourites?
Oh, absolute fuckwit. Yeah. I've brought them before. Anyway, what I want to do is explore our mate Bruno King Bruno. Bruno the King.
The King list.
Bruno Boucher.
I've never actually said
Boucher. I reckon it's Boucher.
Yeah, to be honest, that was the first time I said it out loud. I look at it and I say it in my mind.
You called him Bashir.
No, but I say it in my mind perfectly.
Do you remember
when I say it out loud?
Was Bashir the name? Can you look up the journalist who did the expose on Michael Jackson?
Oh, yes, the old school one?
Yeah, the British dude. And I feel like his last name was Bashir.
Martin Bashir. Anyway, Bruno Boucher, no relation to that bloke. No. But what he does is the list king. That's who he is.
Oh, this is because the fact that you said you were like, now I've got something. It's a little bit of stimulus, but don't expect much.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a huge amount. Of, we can spend a whole episode talking about this.
So Bruno, the list king, has been on been on the telly here in Australia.
Yeah.
He basically creates, they're almost like tiers, and he takes products, so one of them, i.e. chocolate, and then puts the different types of chocolates into the different tiers. And so what I want to do is go through the favourites and pull out. They're not all in his list, but he did do one around chocolate and some of these fit into it.
And I haven't seen that list, so this is perfect.
Yeah, so firstly, I want you to just pull out, Josh, the one you want. It's not the one you think you should get. It's the one that you would actually love.
Your favourite.
It's your favourite. And then I'll get my favourite and then we can see where they fit in Bruno's list. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the other thing I've got one more box.
Oh, great.
Festive bonbons.
Perfect.
Great. What I thought was we could just, Josh and I could crack a few and we can give you a heads up on the shitty jokes that you'll expect from.
Is this premature?
People.
What are you going to do on Christmas? No,
there'll be other ones, but.
I was going to do that. We can do them again. It's always fun.
Yeah, we can hold off.
No, we'll do it.
We'll do them today. Right, and
so
we'll
I picked out my top tier.
I'll pick out what I actually like, what I would want to eat. I've got to pull them out. Oh, fuck yeah. Got it. I've chosen the Boost. Like, I don't think these are super, super popular, but I fucking love them. Mm. Boost. They've got the crunchiness. They've got the caramel. It's all good. I fucking love them.
Yeah, I've gone for the Morro.
The Morro.
Which
firstly,
is-
can we just, like, what does my choice say about me in your eyes? And then I'll tell you what your choice says about
you're a
you.
Basic bitch. Definitely.
No, I get that. Yeah, no, I get that.
It's like you couldn't go more.
Dude, basic. What are you, 70? Yeah. Eating your Morro? Like, oh, I didn't want to spend too much. I didn't want to get a Mars bar.
I want to get a Morro. Povo Mars bar.
Yeah, you know they come a 70-year-old bloke that's still on the pension. Nothing wrong with being on the pension.
Sounds
but he's
like
just fucking struck. Mate, if you're on the pension and you're living off the pension in its entirety. It's a fucking tough life. You should have gone on your super.
I wouldn't think that there'd be a big difference between Boost and a Morro bar in the cost.
I'm just fucking.
So the head. Thing.
It's.
Do you know what the interesting thing is between the Boost and the Morro that I guess no. I was going to say that they were more aggressive with the not for individual sale.
Yeah.
I've always found that interesting, the not for individual sale.
Oh, yeah, that's anything that comes in a pack that you buy in a pack from the supermarket.
Who's individually selling these?
Like swimming centres. those kind of places.
What would you pay for an individual Naseb's? What would you pay for
that size? Moro bar.
Yeah, what would you guys pay for any of these?
Less than 50.
Full size though? Are you saying for like a, these are snack size?
I feel like it would be 20 cents.
I was about to say, I wouldn't pay more than 20 cents for
it. Nah, they would charge, what they would charge you is fucking 80 of some bullshit from
you
a-
you say eight, what?
80. I reckon they'd be charging you some fucking, at a swim center.
You can get a Freddo frog for a dollar.
But you can't buy these at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. My point is where you get them is where they're stinging you. And so you're paying through the nose. Anyway, it is interesting because I would say that both of these choices are on that bogan spectrum. Mm-hmm. Like they are a couple of bogan chockies.
When I discovered Moro, so you could only get them in, I've told this story many times.
You're also found in dentures on that same day.
Do you remember the story of the Moro bar?
No.
Do you really not remember? Do you remember?
I probably will. I've heard every story twice, but I've forgot this one, so I want to hear it again.
I've definitely said this story multiple times. So anyway, the Moro is a New Zealand chocolate.
I thought you were going to say the Moro of the story.
No, that's quite funny. No, the Moro bar is a New Zealand chocolate, but they are in these favourites. And so you actually see Moro bars sometimes in that sort of international section of the supermarket alongside the jet planes or whatever.
Oh, jet planes are the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, New Zealand food?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, they my dad had a friend that was going to New Zealand, and so he brought back an esky full of Moro bars. And so then I took all my undies out of my undie drawer and I laid them out. And so there would have been probably 50 Moro bars, like full size.
Fuck.
And I laid them all out and I would just have one at a time. Every night I would have a Moro bar. And so
you're an indulgent little motherfucker.
Yeah. And it was so
because I get it. It's so cool to be able to pull your drawer. It's like bars of gold.
Yeah. It did feel like that.
It's so funny.
How long did it take you to eat them all? If you were doing one,
I don't know, because I think
you
that I was
doing
just
one a night. Were you?
Definitely.
That's why he asked. We're a little smart ass. Yeah, no. You said one a day, so work it out. How many days did you have? Because you had one a day.
No,
but he didn't trust
weeks.
You one a day.
But the other thing was, it's funny how things don't really change. Like when I was at the radio station, Coles was downstairs, and I went to Coles, and they had Moro bars for a dollar, and so I went and took the whole box. Like the point of sale box.
Like with how much you think about food now and like a specific, you must have not given a fuck.
About what I was eating.
Oh, yeah, because no. You're pretty, like you're onto it. Mm-hmm. You feel the guilt as well when you're eating something. So you mustn't have given a fuck.
Yeah, no, I was pretty loose.
Can I just say the ones that you picked, they're not even on the list.
Really? He didn't even include them on there?
No. Nah.
It's because they're absolute scumbag lollies.
So the other thing is,
if I just pick out a few now, just do a rapid fire because I reckon I know some of them that are on the list.
Okay,
and then tell me where they place. And so, can you just first tell me from like top the good tier down to the bottom tier? What are the names? What does Bruno List King put them down as?
Number one, Picnic.
No, silly boy.
What are they called? So
just
Adam Sandler.
Sorry. The tier. God tier.
Yeah.
Royalty tier.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler tier.
Yes.
Take it or leave it. Pleb tier. Would rather eat a bucket of cat vomit tier.
Okay, so that's the real shitty ones and then you've got the top ones. All right. Turkish Delight, where does that fit?
There'll be cat vomit, but I would put that as a God tier.
It's in the God tier.
Is it?
You were right. Your guts told you wrong. No, you told you.
No,
you
gut was right.
Your gut was right. Logic was wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I reckon
Dream should be up there. It's pleb. Up there. Dream is pleb. Dream is a white chocolate.
Yeah.
White chocolate.
Where does that fit in, Mace?
Dream's not on the list.
Okay. Let me. Crunchy. Where does that fit?
Adam Sandler.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It is one you can take or leave. I would be happy if they left this out, to be honest.
Do you know what would be an absolute bottom of the barrel cat vomit? Violet crumble.
Oh, because it's the cheapo version of crunchy. Okay. Cherry ripe. I reckon that's the second tier from the top.
Not on the list.
Ah, fuck. It doesn't even get it on.
Okay. That's right. Picnic.
I heard you say that. That's top.
That's
god
tier.
God tier.
That's actually
real silly. Bruno.
Picnic is like the leftovers of a Snickers.
This needs to go Old Gold original chocolate.
How did they even make it? I feel like that's a mistake. I'm serious.
This fucking shitty chocolate. Dark. Dark chocolate.
It's definitely not on the package, right? Does it show it on the package?
It doesn't.
Doesn't really know.
Bury the lead.
Oh, no, it does. No, it does.
It does on the back, though. No, it does on the back. It doesn't lead. So it leads with the front. Is the front's like a...
Well, I think they're showing what they think the God tiers are.
Yeah, true. That's a good...
The flake, the caramello... Cadbury, the picnic, the Cadbury Dream, the cherry ripe, and the crunchy.
Does Flake make it on there? Take it or leave it in my eyes.
No.
Yeah.
Flake is great on. Flake. Can you still get Flake on ice cream? In ice cream at Macca's?
Yeah.
Add a Flake, 30 cent cone and a Flake?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
What about Dairy Milk Caramello?
It doesn't make it, but I'd put it in royalty or God.
Mate, it is my, it's my caramello. God. It's my God. It's not, there's nothing better when you find a woman or a partner. In my case, my wife, woman, she doesn't rate these. She rates like the Dream white chocolates.
The Old Gold.
And so I don't want none. Definitely not Old Gold. Doesn't like white, dark chocolate. But she goes hard on the like the just the chocolate.
Mm.
And
what I just is want that? Someone who likes white chocolate. My brother James likes white chocolate.
Yeah, Amy's big
on it.
What
sort of person likes white chocolate? Bad taste. In all seriousness. When have you ever had white, like white chocolate for me is always the chocolate that I have if there's nothing left in the house.
I don't mind the white chocolate.
People love white chocolate, dude. It's, why? What I like is white chocolate melted. Different, it changes it up, dude. Mm. Like when you're getting white chocolate drizzled like over stuff, changes it up. It's, but it, hard, just hard white chocolate. It's no good.
Right,
but
can we try these bonbons?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. Thanks, Bruno.
So love I've you, just had a Morrow, a Boost, and an Old Gold. That's
where's
done.
My fucking Boost? Oh, here
there's
it is.
Heaps.
Okay, good. Sorry.
All right, here we go.
So let's just we're doing a bonbon.
It looks like bon-bon-ary. You were already.
No, I just grabbed it. Okay. You might get this. There's definitely wasn't going to be you. That testosterone.
That was rigged from the start.
No,
yeah, it was. He was doing stuff with his fingers.
No,
do another one. Do another one.
Do another one.
So we have two. So, so you can both read one.
There
out.
You go.
Okay, ready?
Good idea, mate.
All right, great.
What happened there?
That's not how you do it.
You didn't pull it.
The old man who ate the Morrow nearly had a stroke.
I'll be honest.
You have to put your thumb in.
So I'll be honest.
Grab that thing.
I was listening to a podcast that Michelle and Zara was on called The Christmas Binge.
Yeah.
And they had this very same segment where they had the whole bonbons.
Mm.
And I heard, I think it was Zara that grabbed basically the whole thing, and that was her tactic. So I was trying her tactic.
So what I made a video when I was working at Kiss, and I got like 30 of these. You don't need another one, dude. I did 30 of these, and I tested all the methods and found the best way to do it. Can't remember. I'll find the video.
We'll just try.
But yeah, so go 3, 2, 1. So I won
again.
Well, did you? Okay, yeah, I see what, because you've got the bit.
Okay, so take that. So I'll read the joke. I'll go first. Question and answer.
Mm.
Why did the turkey cross the road? I mean, when you ask a joke like this, you don't want them to actually fucking answer it. That why? You never want them to really answer because then it spoils the joke.
Yeah.
So ask me why. I wasn't actually answering. I like your inflection there. Because it was the chicken's day off.
<It's good. laughs> All right, my one.
More garbage.
Question. What do you call a lady attached to a washing line?
What?
What?
Have a guess.
A lady attached to a washing line. I don't know.
Peg.
Peg. They could have got Peggy. They could have gone Peggy.
Yeah.
Smelling it. Yeah, interesting.
Another one?
They underbaked that. They could
Okay, we'll do one more.
All right, go.
What are the gifts that we're getting with them?
Crap.
It's trash.
Landfill.
Let's have a look. Now I'm curious about what, like, this is. Oh,
is
this a comb?
That's perfect.
Here you go. There you go. There's the jug.
But what's this?
I don't know.
Hair clip?
No, I think it's like a paper clip.
Paper clip.
It's a plastic paper clip. All right. Can you read out this final joke?
What do you call a lady attached to a. You've got to be kidding me. It's the same joke.
Or have you,
did you just hand it?
No.
Oh, no. You gave me the same piece of paper. That was a stitch up. Did you know that you were doing that?
Accidental funny.
That was such a good stitch up.
That was an accidental funny.
I don't know if I can read this one. What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
I don't know. What?
Tinselitis.
That's funny. I like that.
Now, the other day we got a comment. So Wayne Peters sent us an email about how upset and angry he was with how people talk about the decade.
We'd really hit a sore spot for old mate Wayne.
He was very upset. Anyway, Wayne has now triggered George because George has commented on YouTube 97. He was trying to work out where it was from. He's looking in the email. Was that what was
I was looking? Mean? I was actually looking on Instagram.
I was on YouTube. The thing about the Gronk squad, they can really trigger each other, and then you've just got an all in brawl, which is what we love.
And so, what did George say?
George said, "What's Wayne on about? You wouldn't call 1970 still part of the 60s. Mm-hmm. You're entering into the first year of the new decade like 2000 was entering into the 21st century. If it's your 20th birthday, you have finished 20 years and you are beginning year 21.
So
I realize you don't start care. Out.
You don't.
I was trying to work it out while I was reading it.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
I mean, so Wayne's gripe was that.
I think we give George and Wayne each their email addresses to each other. I don't think they can use this platform.
That's
because I don't get it at this point. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's low level shit to worry about.
I mean, I remember it being a bit of a head fuck thinking about before a baby is one, they're not one yet.
What's even more of a head fuck? Which I've forgotten Bodie's birth date.
He's turned
I know he's 3. I know Feb 14, but Valentine's Day, can't forget that.
Is he turning 3?
He's turning 3 this year, but the thing is, a baby
2020?
So we got pregnant in 2015. Yeah, so we got pregnant in 2015. So in my head he was born
he's
like
5.
The baby was here in 2015 because the baby starts growing and then by Christmas it's here and then you go into a new year, so it's like we're on another year and then it gets born. And so
I think people are triggered when you say the we're pregnant. I remember hearing mum being like, fuck off.
That's old school. Mm. Now it's like if we want equality, it's a we thing. I know I didn't do any of the hard work, but it's like people are saying
Is that the woke thing to say?
100%. Why would it? You're not separating it, saying I. It's not saying we did the hard work. I'd never say that. Amy did the hard work. We got pregnant. It's a thing you actually say.
Yeah, I know.
I know what you mean, though. I could imagine Lynn Jansen blowing up. Bullshit, you didn't do fucking nothing.
Yeah. And so there is probably a little bit of that. Can you find out the – because some people definitely – I feel like I've heard you say we and people have pushed back.
No one's pushed back.
I've heard one person.
Who?
Can't remember who it was.
Yeah, remembering hearing yourself.
No. It was someone else. Was it Stacey? No.
No, it should be we. Should be all over. Can you imagine
having,
it's a bit
we're
more.
We're having the
we're
baby
having,
as well.
Yeah.
The whole community.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I mean,
I'm probably part of it.
Dude, the whole as soon as Amy gets pregnant again, the Gronk squad's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. We're having a baby.
We're having another Gronk.
What's the deal, 97? Can you look up?
Yeah. Well, okay. So Mila Kunis, she says, all you soon-to-be fathers, stop saying we're pregnant. You are not pregnant. Do you have to squeeze a watermelon-sized person out of your lady hole? No.
Mm. Is that a tweet or where's Mila writing that?
On her blog.
I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
No, I see how it's funny. Like, saying
is there
that
any? No, but I'm just curious about what the actual. I don't know which is right or wrong. I could do. I'm happy with both. But but it is always funny because when it's like we. You could look at it two ways. The way that Lynn Jansen's probably looking at it is, Tommy, you don't have to take credit for everything.
Yeah.
Whereas what you're taking is like, no, this is a shared responsibility.
Yeah, I can go either way. I just chose to say we in that moment.
But I'm not saying that you're wrong.
You are.
I'm curious.
What would you say? I probably wouldn't have said that when Amy was pregnant. Reflect on, I mean, fuck, the words I choose to use on a daily basis, no one knows how. I sure don't. Did you have any, I choose the words I do.
But this is the thing. I don't think it's right or wrong, but I think it's whenever you say it, it always is jarring in my mind. And so,
yeah.
Did you find anything else 97 on it?
No.
What's the pro? Like, what is the, what's the pro of what Tommy's saying? Like,
there's a whole argument online between two people.
What?
Really?
Online? That doesn't happen often. Is that George?
Todaysparent.com.
Oh, mate.
Wayne and George
the
in there.
Explosive. I get the, yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine Amy having a problem with it.
Mm.
She'd just be like, yeah. I mean, this is, yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, it's like
we're having a baby.
The more.
So we're having a baby.
That's what I was thinking. But
so we're having a baby.
When we were pregnant.
We're having a baby.
It's different to we're pregnant.
Definitely, yeah.
So you're both having a baby, but you both technically can't be pregnant.
Mm-hmm. We're pregnant. So we can't
be. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. I think this is a good one for the Grump Squad. Let's get off George and Wayne arguing about what fucking century we're in.
And let's light a fire over here for a few other Grumps.
Could you imagine the century chat?
Yeah,
if they're having this amount of issues with the decade, I would love to see George and Wayne have a jelly fight at our next at AU79. Do you reckon we could make that happen?
I'm sure Lawrence would hook us up.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Brought to you by Cotties. That'd be good fun.
Oh, I'd bring the favourites, that's for sure.
What do you watch the night before Christmas?
Well,
Christmas Eve.
We're at a time now where we can start sort of creating traditions as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Bodie's obsessed with Santa now. He's he's a chip off the old block. His mum fucking loves Santa. Once we were in Coogee and they do the carols by the sea and we're walking along and there's Christmas music playing and she's crying. I love Christmas. It was just, she just has this affinity for Christmas that I don't share. I like the sort of sparkle and the tinsel, you know, it's lovely, but I don't like, I couldn't give a fuck about presents.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
we're doing Secret Santa this year. Everyone knows who they've got. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows who's got who. It's not secret.
Sure.
That's not Secret Santa. That's just. You've been allocated this.
How could you make it fun? Because you've always had an issue with Christmas.
Not ever. Actually, you got no issue. Like there's no issue other than the care factor isn't there for something that is so big.
You don't care for it.
Other people. I love the vibe, but do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but I don't think you do. Like when you have a partner.
Don't be so rude.
When you have a partner.
Don't tell me what I like.
Like someone who's
fucking. I fucking love Christmas.
Nah, you don't.
Nah, I do.
There's so
I said to Bree on Sunday, I said, do you want to go look at the Christmas lights? Would someone who doesn't like Christmas say that?
Yeah, probably. Because I'm not a big fan of Christmas, but I like the Christmas lights. Love the Christmas lights.
Give me the argument of why I don't like Christmas.
Oh, just in comparison to someone like Amy who is in love.
Stop comparing me to Amy.
This is weird.
Have you got Bree's Christmas present sorted?
Have you written one Christmas card? Have you got wrapping paper? Have you done a family mail out?
Mm.
Have you got a photo printed on like your own fucking Christmas card?
Did you put the tree up?
Do you have a tree?
What you're describing is admin.
Which is Christmas.
No. Christmas.
Nah, dude. No.
See, that's what you've got. I think that you're focusing too much. Seriously, though, too much admin. I like.
But what else?
Did you put lights on your balcony?
No, I don't have lights. So Christmas for me, letting go on Christmas Day.
Letting go. You mean unbuckling, undoing your top belt?
No, but seriously, I like I'll eat a block of Whittaker's peanut butter.
Are you going to cook for Christmas?
What are you going to, if you go, are you going to go to your family?
We're going to Bree's mum's family.
Will you take, like, will you cook something for or bring something other than favorites?
So I would say to Bree, I'm like, what do we bring?
We can actually just put these back in.
Yeah. We'll probably bring some hay tiger. No, I think.
So you put the point in case in point, you don't like Christmas. Like a lot of other people enjoy it.
97, do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I like Christmas.
No, you don't.
No, I love it.
Okay, there's four of us in the room. There's four of us in the room.
Campbell doesn't have a mic.
But he can put his hand up. Who thinks Josh likes Christmas?
Okay, my hand's gone.
He's the only one in the room. I'm not being a dickhead.
So I'm not being. Oh, yeah, it sounded like a bit of a dickhead. No. why I think I like Christmas is I'm listening to a lot of Michael Bublé. Tick.
Mm. Covers.
Yes. Christmas, all Christmas songs covers. So I love them because I love covers. Actually, my old next door neighbor, Tommy Faith, I think he's the executive producer for Unearthed, Triple J. And he saw I did a post of a LaCroix can that I got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that? Is that just the door opening? Oh, that's random. A LaCroix can.
Father Christmas.
Yeah, could you?
You, LaCroix can.
Yeah,
LaCroix.
And then in the background, there was like a version. I've been going through listening to watching all the like a versions on YouTube. But so Michael Bublé, that's one thing. The other thing is definitely on Netflix, on Disney Plus, all streaming services, I'm leaning towards Christmas style movies.
Mm. They are being pushed to us in the feed, like as it is in the top movies. Like, anyway. As a family, I'm starting to we can build these traditions, and so we're going to watch a Christmas movie, which is what I was getting to, on Christmas Eve.
What about so Carols by Candlelight? I normally watch that.
Oh yeah, I haven't in years because I don't have a TV, but I've been to them in the Domain. They're fucking. It is a great
in thing. Sydney.
Yeah, Carols in the Domain or by the Domain.
Yeah, so there's a Channel 7 Sick. One. And I think that might have already happened, to be honest.
I mean, if you're liking Christmas, you're getting to Carols in the Domain at 1 p.m., sitting in the hot fucking sun of Sydney and staying there until 11:30 with screaming little rodents.
So normally
that's someone who fucking loves Christmas. Yeah. It ain't me. So for me, I don't even know if my wife's at that level.
I'll paint the picture of what Christmas is. 25th of December.
Yeah, the great day. It is Christmas Day.
Wake up in the morning. Brie may have bought me a new collared shirt. I put on the collared shirt. I have a nice pair of shorts.
Rod and gun?
Yes, potentially.
Yeah, great brand.
And then we go and try and find a coffee shop that's actually open on Christmas Day.
A lot more are opening now because they're like,
well, they do money, coin money. They money, money.
Dude.
But they actually do like a couple of years ago when Brie and I were living in Abbotsford, it was a bit of a head fuck, to be honest, because Christmas is a time for fighting as well. So Brie and I were fighting because
you didn't get her a present.
No. There might have been something around that. But what I remember, I didn't want to go out. It was very hot.
Yeah.
And Brie wanted to get coffee. And so she finally is like, okay, I'm going to go get the coffee. And so she went and then she comes home like 10 minutes later. I'm like, oh, that was quick. And she's like, we needed coins because it's like this time of year that we're doing like gold coin donations or whatever. And she said, can you go back and pick up our coffee? I said, what? You put through the order? And she said, yeah, they're going to be waiting there for us. I'm like, I don't think they're going to. And so there was a bit of push back and forth around. Like, I'm like, I don't want to go back there. They know your face. They don't know mine. Like, there's so many people there. Do I say like the two almond flat whites? Anyway, so my point is that the Christmas coffee run in the morning, especially being in a city, is a sort of a special thing. Mm. Being a bit silly when it comes to eating.
Yeah. I mean, are you, this it. Is just you do coffee runs daily and you eat silly quite often.
I guess it's the shirt. It's the collared shirt.
The collared shirt, the only thing that's fucking. Yeah.
I've never seen normal. You wear a collared shirt.
Me either. I used to wear.
Oh, you're wearing you're wearing like a shirt and suit tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Can we get a fucking snazzy photo?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I haven't been in a suit other than the wedding the other week.
Well, I'm really hoping that tonight. What's the shop that you said?
Rod and Gun.
Rod and Gun, thank you. I'm hoping that they can come to the party. It is it's one of those things where it's like I've said yes to MCing.
Yes.
And I love doing things for people. But then beforehand, I'm always like when the admin. So the thing was, I'm like, it's an isolated time. At the most admin, I'll have to prepare some notes, read over some bios.
Yeah.
But then formal wear sort of.
I know. When you're there, you'll enjoy it. That's the thing. It's if you're tired. Bree
has been telling me. She was telling me every night. She's like, "Why don't you try your suit on?" But she knows that I'm
just you've got a suit at home, do you?
So that's why I've been trying to like, I know I've been 3 days of calorie counting just to see if I can fit into my suit. All a bit depressing. So anyway,
let's.
Rod and Gun.
Yeah.
In Doncaster.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're going to hook me up with something. They haven't, the PR. Right,
they're hooking me up. Has she got back to you?
No. Lib got back to you.
She's fucking hooking me
up. Do you think it's because I was rude because I asked for a whole suit?
Did you ask for a whole suit?
Did they sell suits?
Yeah, they've got a full tailoring section.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they even do like tailoring within David Jones or Meyer or one of the
big ones. So do I need to, if I get a suit, I don't need it tailored, right?
What? You can get a pre-done suit that will
look tailored.
It'll be cut, but it won't be tailored.
It'll just be a little bit fitted, yeah.
You want a fitted suit.
Yeah. I've got a Ben Sherman suit that I bought 5 years ago. And so I can't remember what where color? I was. Dark grey. Let me finish. Like dark grey.
I reckon you'd look great in a blue suit.
Mm. I think I'd look horrendous.
Tommy looks great in a blue suit.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you, buddy.
I think it's super like.
Blue's in, dude. If you're wanting to know what dark navy blues, they're all in. That's
actually
that's
don't very think popular. Suits are in, to be honest.
Not as
unless
in as
they're from
you.
Rod Gun. Rod Gun.
Rod and Gun. Or from Oscar Hunt. A friend of mine started it. That's where I got my wedding suit. That's the suit you're referring to. It's a real great experience having a tailored suit. Mm-hmm. You go back. It's fucking
lovely.
I had
shirts lovely. Tailored in Bali, actually.
Yeah, I know.
And they
All right, boys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th. Can you finish off just by telling us what the fuck is Friday the 13th? Because I always say like, ooh.
Well, so I looked up a Friday the 13th fact.
Tell me the fact.
So it's when they put up or revealed the Hollywood sign.
What do you
really?
Mean?
Yep. So they on Friday, July 13th, 1923. The
LA fact of the day.
LA fact. The Hollywood sign was officially christened as a promotional tool for the new housing development in LA.
Called Hollywood?
Hollywood Land.
Hollywood Land.
Yeah.
Did they drop the land?
They've dropped the land. They're
fucking good.
I think land fell off.
Have you got a photo of the land?
Do you want
it
with-
It used to be desert, as in the,
you don't have to show it or anything.
Just but the land.
Like the sign that says Hollywood Land.
And so that relates to the spookiness. What's the spookiness element? Or like people think it's like the day of Friday the 13th, can't do that. 13 being the number that's a bit funny or is that what it relates to?
Point, yeah.
He's just found a fact from a Friday that landed on the 13th.
Well, there was a
I like it though because it was LA.
A lot of hotels I think don't have 13.
Level 13.
Level 13, yeah.
Yeah. Level six. Devil? 666? No, 666.
I don't think so.
Anyway, they're some of the shitty jokes that you'll expect on Christmas Day if you're in Australia and getting some bonbons.
They're doing, favourites are doing QR codes. Scan here for fun games and trivia.
Ooh la la.
I don't know. I think that QR these types codes? Of brands what shouldn't that be, I don't think they should need to bother with apps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Imagine how much money they
do you remember
spend
McDonald's?
Shit.
Remember the app from the Monopoly? That was, I think it's still on my phone and I need to delete it. But anyway.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.